For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order to stop a Texas-based nonprofit from releasing blueprints to make untraceable and undetectable 3D printed guns. The ruling comes after at least 8 states and the District of Columbia sued the company. The name of the company is Defense Distributed. White House Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley.
In the United States, it's currently illegal to own or make a wholly plastic gun of any kind, including those made on a 3D printer. The administration supports this nearly 2-decade-old law. We will continue to look at all options available to us to do what is necessary to protect Americans while also supporting the First and Second Amendments.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Firefighters are still struggling to contain deadly wildfires across California. The Carr Fire, first name for the road that it started on, has destroyed more than 800 homes and is now the 7th most destructive fire in California history. It's 30% contained. More than 3,000 firefighters are battling the blaze, coming in from 16 different states across the country. 6 people died in the Carr Fire, and more than 20 are still missing. Paul Manafort, the president's one-time campaign manager, is now on trial. Prosecutors allege that he earned tens of millions of dollars lobbying on behalf of Ukrainian politicians, and then tried to hide that from the IRS by stashing it and receiving it in offshore bank accounts. They then allege he took that money out and he laundered it through very expensive purchases like luxury homes and fancy cars. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
An entire police force in Massachusetts has resigned. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Blandford Police Department had a roster of 4 officers until Monday, when all 4 stepped down citing safety concerns, including cruisers that barely run, expired and poorly fitting bulletproof vests, non-functional radios, and inadequate staffing. Blandford residents can still call 911, but a state police trooper will respond. The Hampton County Sheriff says he's increasing his department's presence in Blandford as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A former Pennsylvania pediatrician is now facing dozens of new charges. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Nearly 70 counts were filed Monday against former Johnstown pediatrician Dr. Johnny Jacobarto, who was already facing 3 cases involving similar sexual allegations. Pennsylvania Attorney General Josh Shapiro.
The Office of Attorney General charged Barto with involuntary deviant sexual intercourse and multiple counts of aggravated indecent assault, as well as multiple counts of indecent assault and endangering the welfare of children. When convicted of these charges, Barto will spend the rest of his life behind bars where he belongs.
Shapiro held a news conference Monday at Richland Township Police Department detailing allegations of abuse made by 29 alleged victims in cases that date back several decades. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.